WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station.
Second storm, secondary search. I'm Elliot Francis. Forecasters are keeping an eye on a powerful hurricane now spinning in the mid-Atlantic, but where Irma might land is still unclear. Meteorologist Derek Van Dam.
Early Sunday morning, we have the potential, at least as the computer model show now, the European model, a hurricane, Category 4 or Category 5, that's intense, in between the Florida Straits and into Cuba. The other model that we look at, which is called the GFS, it's a global forecast model, it's an American model, has it making its way up towards the New England coastline. Still a strong Category 4 hurricane. And then other computer models, hopefully, showing this storm veering off towards the Atlantic. Still a lot of variables at play here, but there's about a 1,500-mile spread between these models, and that means that there's still a lot of uncertainty to go.
The death toll for flooding in Houston now stands at 39. Meanwhile, search and rescue workers are checking for anyone who might have been overlooked.
While there are still some neighborhoods that are flooded here, many have dried out. Houston Fire Chief Samuel Pena said they're now going door to door to see if anyone has been missed.
Our threshold was anything that had 3 feet of water or more, we were going to go in there and search.
This leaves open the possibility that the official death toll could rise. They already completed searching the first of six zones in Houston.
We're not going to be doing any writing on any doors. We're not going to be putting any stickers on any doors, because that's just an invitation for looters or people, to go in there and do additional damage.
Instead, they'll record each searched house using a GPS tracking system. Steve Kastenbaum in Houston.
Officials at a Houston area chemical plant say there's a good chance one of eight other containers will rupture today following the explosion of one Thursday. Operations Chief Bob Royal tells what happened.
We found out that we had one of the box vans that there was a chemical decomposition, chemical reaction that resulted in a fire at that location.
Right now, Dow futures up 27. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Two VDOT supervisors from Northern Virginia and four others have been indicted in what prosecutors say was a scheme to steer snow removal contracts.
Federal prosecutors in Alexandria have announced bribery charges against 54-year-old Anthony Willie of Culpeper and 41-year-old Kenneth Adams of Fairfax. The two worked as supervisors in VDOT's Burke area headquarters. According to the 40-count indictment, the two awarded about $9 million in snow removal contracts to four contractors who agreed to pay bribes equivalent to 5 to 10% of the contract value. Prosecutors say Willie and Adams received $140,000 in bribes over the course of the scheme. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Prosecutors are asking for the maximum penalty for the man accused of murdering a Bowie State University student at the University of Maryland campus in May. State's Attorney Angela Alsobrook says she'll pursue a life sentence without parole for 23-year-old Sean Urbanski. He's accused in the May 20th stabbing of 23-year-old Richard Collins III. Some 30,000 Hurricane Harvey victims are now living in Red Cross shelters in Texas. Many have lost everything. But around here, Red Cross spokesperson Regina Booth Bratton says if you want to help, cash is the best way.
A lot of folks have called and they've wanted to, get a truck together to send down there, but the roads are just impassable. So it's just not a good way to do that.
To find out how to donate to the Red Cross, visit our website, WMAL.com. In Charlottesville, a judge has denied bail for white nationalist Christopher Cantwell, who faces felony charges in connection with a torch-lit rally at the University of Virginia on August 11th. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 21,948, the Nasdaq at 64,29. Sports, the Redskins wind up the preseason with a win. So do the Ravens. Baseball, the Nats lose to Milwaukee. The O's lose to Toronto. WNBA, the Mystics host Seattle tonight. WMAL News Time 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings in the Mall on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Larry O'Connor here with Alan, a friend of mine from EMP 180, and we're talking about our experiences with them.
One of the things that motivated you was the fact that you knew that your body mass index was not where you needed it to be, on the borderline of obesity. Why don't you tell me some of the statistics? I went from visceral fat 12 to 6. That's the dangerous fat that's around your organs.
I was 11, and yesterday it was measured, it was 5.
Incredible. Visceral fat from 11 to 5. It's phenomenal.
That is the beauty of it. And, so I was a pre-diabetic. Now, that is a reversible situation. Diabetes in this country costs $250 billion. The health costs associated with having diabetes. I mean, it's phenomenal. So the cost savings that could be achieved by people changing their eating habits can be enormous.
Straight from us to you, it absolutely works. EMP 180 Weight Loss, that's EMP180weightloss.com, EMP180weightloss.com, or call them 703-992-0620 to schedule your consultation today.
TimeshareExitTeam.com. Get out safely, legitimately, forever.
505 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
On the Beltway, Maryland, when we begin with the road work, crews are still out there and very active. On the Beltway Bethesda outer loop, as you approach and pass Old Georgetown Road, it's one lane only to the left getting by this activity. So as commuters start to get that early beginning of the rush hour here, we're seeing some delays as you approach the exit for 270. And again, that continues around past the work zone at Old Georgetown Road. One lane to the left gets by. On the Virginia Beltway, as you approach 66, I'm getting initial reports of a stalled car in the left lane and inner loop as you come out of Annandale toward Tyson's, right near 66, left lane with the stalled car. So be very careful there. Other than that, though, good. We're quiet on 66. 95, 395, crossing the Anacostia crossings into town. All checks out fine. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
After a wet start to the Labor Day weekend, dry from Sunday into Labor Day. In the meantime, some clouds today with a high of 70. Rain arrives tonight with a low of 60, and more rain Saturday with a high of 68. And partly cloudy for Sunday and Labor Day with highs in the low to mid-80s. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 66 in Gainesville, 65 in Kensington, 69 degrees in Washington. Is our next weather disaster just around the corner? Here comes Hurricane Irma. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL.
Good morning, 507 here on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Mornings on the Mall. We've got Trevor Mattis joining us at 6:35 this morning to break down the final preseason game for the Washington Redskins that took place last night at the Buccaneers. 7:05 this morning, we've got J.B. Gates. He's the owner of Nova Firearms. Wanted to lease a new property, was chased out of that lease after somebody falsely accused him of being a white supremacist. Boy, let's get into the details of that. Katie Pavlich at 8:05 is the editor of Town Hall is joining us here. And then at 8:35, Brett Baer from the Fox News Channel. All ahead this morning on Mornings on the Mall. My name's Vince Colonnaise, alongside Mary Walter.
Who let the dogs out?
Good morning. Happy Friday. We made it. Yay. Good morning, Vince.
Good morning.
I want to take you to Oregon. And some neighbors got into it in Oregon. Now, I just want you to, as I tell you the story, just remember, this has been going on for 10 years. 10 years this is going on, and it finally went to an appeals court. And they ruled yesterday on this couple. This couple has currently have six dogs, and they're large dogs. They are, you know, these big, huge, different various types of dogs. And They say they have a farm. It's a 3-acre piece of property, and they have chickens and goats and some other small animals, and they have these dogs to help kind of herd the animals. So these dogs bark, and that's how they ward off the mountain lions and all these other things that they have, these other predatory animals that are also in the area that'll take a goat and or a chicken and kill it. So they've had these dogs, and the dogs bark to, according to the defendants, the dogs bark to keep the predators away. Well, the neighbors are like, all right, seriously, this has got to stop. So this has been going on, as I said, for 10 years. They're Tibetan and Pyrenean Mastiffs. They've lived next door to these people have lived next door to each other for 20 years. The barking started in 02. But the crines, the one set of neighbors, the complainants, didn't sue until 10 years ago. This has been going through the course for 10 years. They contend the barking starts as early as 5 a.m. It continues for hours on end after the couple leave the house for the day. They say they are routinely roused from sleep. They're deterred relatives. The relatives don't come to visit them. They have to turn up the volume on their TV to watch their TV shows. Their children dread coming home from school. They provided audio recordings to prove their case of the dogs. After a four-day trial in 2015, a jury ruled that the defendants had to pay their neighbors $238,000. And at the time, they say, the defendants say, this isn't even close to the years of disruption, and it didn't stop the problem. So the judge said that the Mastiffs had to be debarked because the owners hadn't stopped the barking by any other means. They didn't shock collars, any kind of visual barrier between the dogs and the neighbors. They didn't stop the barking.
Debarked.
So you know what?
What is that debarking precisely?
Exactly what I'm going to tell you. What they have to do is they go in and they cut the vocal cords of the dog.
Ugh.
Now the dog can still make some noises, but they can't. They can't bark anymore.
So they just get in there and they snip their vocal cords?
Yeah, it's a soft, raspy bark or a muffled squeak that the dog is left with.
That's like torturing the dog. What is that about?
Well, groups such as the Oregon Humane Society and the American Humane Society have spoken out against having to do this. Six states have outlawed the procedure. There was a movement to get it outlawed in Oregon, and it failed. So the owners are saying, well, this is not something we want to do, because not only do we feel that it's cruel, but we also feel that, you know, if we stop the dogs from barking, we're going to start to lose farm animals. And they did have one dog debarked somewhere along the line in this entire 10-year ordeal. And it had disasters. This is in 2010. A cougar ran off with six lambs in a single week when they had dogs debarked. That's $3,000 worth of income. So the new dogs that they've had since then, they're not having debarked. So here's the thing. I can see both sides to this story. Have you ever lived next to a family that has dogs, or even one dog that barks and barks and barks every time it's out of the house? I've lived next to these people, and seriously, it drives you to the brink. It truly does. That doesn't stop, and you can talk to them, and they know it's a problem, but they just can't get the dog to stop barking. Every time dogs out, bark, 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 bark. But I also think that debarking a dog, for me personally, I've grown up with dogs. For me personally, I just think that's a terrible, horrible, cruel thing. This is how animals communicate. It's how dogs communicate to each other. So you're silencing them and they can't communicate with each other anymore. I just think it's a cruel thing to have to do. People can disagree with me. So I see both sides to this story, but I got to tell you, having to live next to people who have barking dogs for 20 years, I get why these people were driven to this point. 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL.
This is upsetting to me. On first blush, I guess you're right. I've never had to deal with debarking a dog, but the idea that you're going to get in there and cut the dog's vocal cords so it's no longer able to emit noise, or if it does, as you said, some sort of squeak, I think that ranks among, you know, call me a part of the Humane Society, whatever. I mean, it kind of feels like cruelty to me to treat a dog that way. There's certainly a number of other steps you can and probably should take if your dog is being a nuisance or a menace to your neighbors by virtue of its obnoxious barking, including maybe better obedience training to begin with, finding a place that you can place the animal that doesn't involve it being outside perpetually, making sure that if the whole point, if the utilitarian purpose of getting a specific dog is to prevent something from happening, i.e. keep away predators from your sheep, maybe pick a breed that does that and doesn't actually annoy your neighbors at the same time, if that's possible. I mean, clearly you should take that into consideration. Living around, like, barking, frustrating, nuisance dogs is annoying, especially if, you know, they're keeping you up at night, if that's the only sound you're perpetually hearing, if you live within close proximity. That makes sense. I mean, I remember my wife and I were living in Falls Church. We lived in a high-rise, and in that high-rise, there would be flocks of crows that would be like just rocking throughout the middle of the night, just huge, like thousands and thousands of birds, just rawr, like all night long. And I swear to you, I could not sleep. I no matter what I did, they were driving me crazy. To this day, I have crow flashbacks. But that's an issue. Cutting a dog's vocal cords feels like a step too far. And the idea that a court could order that surgical procedure, that's the most aggressive thing. This isn't even just an owner making a decision about it. It's that the courts are saying, we're going to cut your dog's vocal cords in order to satisfy the needs here.
Yeah, no, I agree. Let's very quickly go to Dan in Strasburg, because Dan has dogs that guard livestock. Dan, good morning. Happy Friday.
Hey, good morning. I've got a dog that her job is to protect livestock, and that's how she does it. She barks, and if they encroach and the bark doesn't warn them off, then they will attack and destroy the attacking animal. That's how they function. That's how they work. But they're working dogs. They're not pets. It's not a nuisance pet that barks when their owner's away for attention or something like that. So I think there's a lot more to this issue than the people or the judge is really aware of or being made aware of. I don't have any neighbors that close that, you know, would complain, but I mean, if they're allowed to have a farm, if it's agriculturally zoned property, that's just basically they might as well destroy the dogs because they can't do their job.
Yep, there you go. Mm-hmm. All right, well, we'll get more of your calls on this subject in a moment. How do you handle nuisance dogs, and should the court be allowed to order vocal cords cut? 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. It's 5:15 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, we have a couple of items, starting with the good news, though. The road work on the Maryland Beltway has been cleared over to the shoulder. Now, just 10 minutes ago, only one lane was getting by. So now it's about recovering some of this volume here as you head outer loop through Bethesda before you get to 355, before 270. And again, that still goes around to Old Georgetown Road. You're looking at all the lights still and the crews on the shoulder, but lanes have been reopened. Coming in on 50, the John Hanson Highway, do be very careful near 704. Have reported some debris that was scattered along the roadway. I'm not sure what the debris is. They weren't certain. Crews are on their way to get out there and clean it up. But again, that's inbound 50 near 704. Virginia Beltway interloop at I-66. Stalled car was reported in the left lane. Alexandria, and this puts it outside of the Capitol Beltway. Crash reported on South Kings Highway, right where Telegraph Road merges on and Van Dorn Street, right in that stretch. So a lot of activity happening with response. South Kings Highway near Telegraph Road. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, mostly cloudy and cooler, high near 70 degrees. Tonight, showers this evening, becoming a steady rain overnight with a low around 60 degrees. And then tomorrow, considerable cloudiness with occasional rain showers, thunder possible, a high of 68 degrees. Currently in the nation's capital, it's 71, 518 on WMAL.
He reveals what some people on Wall Street don't want you to know. Listen to Ron Carson on Wealth from Wisdom this Saturday at noon, right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
All right, having to live next to barking dogs, here's a story out of Oregon in 05. The county cited the owners of this dog for allowing two of the dogs to become a public nuisance with frequent and prolonged barking. And after reviewing the case, the hearings officer ordered them to pay a $400 fine and have the dogs debarked or moved off the land. And in making the decision, they found that the farm activities then were so small and unprofitable that they didn't fall under farm use laws that might have protected the sound of barking dogs. The owners disagree. They say the farm made $26,000 last year and it has supplemented their income. It's a 3.4-acre parcel populated by sheep, goats, and chickens, and they did debark the dogs then. But as I said, it wound up with a cougar running off with six lambs in a single week, and they lost $3,000 of income. So I'm a big fan of, if you move next to a farm, then you can't complain that it smells or that the rooster wakes you up at super early in the morning, and roosters crow at all hours. It's ridiculous, not just at sunrise. you can't complain that the cows are mooing. If you move next to a farm, I'm a big fan of, be aware of where you're moving before you move there. However, this sounds like a neighborhood where they have large parcels of land, and these people have decided that, you know, hey, we're going to farm on our land. This is what we're going to do. But it's been going on for 20 years. And this lawsuit, the suing, has taken 10 years because now it's at an appellate court level. So the judge ordered the appellate court, three-judge panel, ruled that they have to debark the dogs or get rid of them. That's it. 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. Have you ever lived next to someone who has a dog that just barks like that? So you get it. Or maybe you have a dog that when you put them out, they bark and you can't help it. And you really wish they wouldn't bark and you do everything you possibly can, but they just don't. You know, and is debarking cruel?
And how do you think it's cruel. And how do you deal with a neighbor's barking dog that's always bothering you? So, I mean, I think this is one of those questions that kind of falls squarely in the wheelhouse of how you deal with your neighbors when you disagree with something they're up to. Or something that they're doing is really bothering you. And I think there's such a range of reactions to that. I mean, there's some people who are totally fine with going over, knocking on the door, and telling them, hey, whatever this thing, you know, I appreciate you have this dog. It's keeping my kids up. If there's anything you can do to get that dog to be quiet or whatever. I mean, just like approaching that conversation. I think nowadays a lot of people find it uncomfortable. I mean, but there's so many people who would rather just snipe about it anonymously on like, homeowners association message boards. Like, oh, anyone hear that dog? But nobody wants to directly confront each other. This is where instead of getting courts involved, then maybe you should just start with the first step of like, you know, knocking on your neighbor's door and having the conversation. And how do you go about that? It's a quandary. It's not just barking dogs, but a lot of people have to figure that out on a weekly basis here.
Oh, absolutely. Let's go to Miriam from Alexandria. Miriam, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Happy Friday to you, Miriam.
Yes. Good morning. Excellent topic. I had a problem in 88 here in Fairfax County in the Alexandria area where neighbors were calling the police on me eventually about my dog who had barked, not for no reason, mainly if somebody was knocking on the door or we ordered pizza. The pizza, you know, would be delivered or the mailman. You know, it was not barking for no reason, for a reason. And long story short, I did have to go into court and get an attorney and the people eventually moved. It cost me an enormous amount of pain and suffering with the police coming over, but these neighbors were not particularly close with me. I later learned it was political.
Now, Miriam, did they ever confront you directly, or did they just call the police?
No, they were calling the police.
Oh, my goodness.
They called animal control, saying that I was made up all kind of nasty stuff, and my dogs were very well taken care of. But the police chief,
yes,
Fairfax County, admitted that because the county code, noise code, is very vague about measurement, and admitted later that some neighbors who may use it as a weapon against a neighbor they don't like.
Well, that definitely, I know that happens for sure, and that's why I was saying it's better to take the first step, have the neighbor talk to you, and that didn't happen in your case, Miriam. More on this in a moment. 523 on WMAL.
Attention diabetics. Now you can get your testing supplies delivered to your home at little or no cost to you, plus free delivery and a free meter. Call the 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline right now. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181.
A recent study found that some 40% of the actions we take every day aren't the result of decision making. They're just habits, things we do without thinking. Take appliance shopping. A lot of people automatically go to a big box or department store when it's time for an appliance. But the reality is, Gray & Scarf is a much better option. We have an entire store filled only with top name appliances, including those super premium brands you can't find at the big box stores. Our staff is incredibly knowledgeable, and our prices will amaze you. So break your appliance habit and come to Gray & Scarf, where it doesn't cost more to get more.
Get your dream kitchen
kitchen started at Bray & Scarf's big Labor Day sale with exclusive GE Profile and KitchenAid double package rebates. Plus, get free basic installation and free bonus appliances on select Monogram and Janair purchases. Bray & Scarf is the number one local and independent appliance retailer, known for expert advice and personal attention. Hurry into any of their locations or visit BrayandScarf.com, where it doesn't cost more to get more.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and I love this time of year. I really do. Nothing's better than lying in bed on a cool, crisp autumn night and drifting off to a quiet, restful night's sleep. But if you or a loved one have sleep apnea, the sounds of snoring may be echoing throughout the whole house. CPAP is typically used as the first line of treatment for sleep apnea, but studies show up to 50% of people who have a CPAP machine don't even use it. Now there's a silent, mask-free treatment option available right here in Washington. It's called Inspire. Inspire is an implantable device that works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open, giving you and your partner the restful sleep you need. Inspire is FDA approved and currently offered at more than 100 leading medical centers across the country. Visit InspireSleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and find a doctor who can help determine if Inspire is right for you. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away at InspireSleep.com. That's InspireSleep.com.
It's 525 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good morning, Alexandria. Telegraph Road, South Kings Highway, right in that area. That's where crews are dealing with the crash. So if you're using South Kings Highway right near Telegraph, where they all kind of merge in that stretch, do watch for Silt Fire and Rescue. It's responding there. No problems reported. Beltway now heading between Springfield, Wilson Bridge. That looks good. Maryland, top side of the Beltway, had a little bit of lingering delay just as you head through Bethesda, passing old Georgetown Road. They've cleared that road work over to the right shoulder, so they're just trying to wrap up all the last of the details to clear, but you still see a lot of lights over there. On 50, John Hanson Highway, as you approach the Beltway near 704. It was parts of a ladder that had been around the right side of the roadway, but they've now cleared that to the shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
After a wet start to the Labor Day weekend, dry from Sunday into Labor Day. In the meantime, some clouds today with a high of 70. Rain arrives tonight with a low of 60, and more rain Saturday with a high of 68. And partly cloudy for Sunday of Labor Day with highs in the low to mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 71 degrees, 527. On WMAL.
Grab a large or extra large Dunkin' Donuts hot coffee for a chance to win great prizes today. No purchase necessary. U.S. residents 13 plus and September 30th or while supplies last. For game piece and rules, go to sippeelwin.com.
In Oregon, the owners of six dogs have been told that they have to debark their dogs or get rid of them because for 20 years, the neighbors have been fighting about the barking dog. So it's obviously not just these six. This has been going on from dog to dog as they've gone through several of them. They say, we have a farm, 3.4 acres, and we get income from the farm, and the dogs help guard the livestock. If you ever live next to barking dogs, you ever had to deal with it, you understand, though, right? 888-630-9625. Robert in Maryland, good morning. Robert, you're on Mornings on the Mall. Happy Friday, Robert.
Happy Friday. Good morning. Unfortunately, you can't complain to the neighbor about the dog because if something happens to the dog, they automatically accuse you of it. And the police are called on you many, many times only to find out the old lady across the roadway, she's the one who's been doing all the stuff to the dog and not you. It's unreal.
Wait, the stuff to the dog. This feels like it's animated by an actual story, Robert. Like, you know something like this that happened.
Yes, yes. I was accused many times because I was more than happy to tell my neighbor, hey, look, man, your dog's barking at 3 a.m.
Uh-huh.
And all of a sudden, I'm the bad guy because I just told the truth.
But what happened to the dog?
The lady across the road kept letting the dog out of the yard.
In order to get rid of it, she tried to let the dog out and let it run off?
Very much so. So I had to set up a camera to protect myself and say, look, it's not me. I'm not
this
doing
is
nothing.
The bizarre world we live in, Robert.
Gosh.
Thank you for showing us the legal things you have to jump through, the hoops, in order to make this all work. 529 on WMAL.
When it's time to sell your home, whether by choice or necessity, it's understandable to want top dollar. With Frank Prindle and Associates for RE/MAX Allegiance, you never need to worry. Frank Prindle, a West Point grad and military vet, uses a system for selling homes that creates more demand and gets homes sold faster and for 8% more money than the average local agent. When Elroy lost his job, he knew he needed to sell his home. He heard about Frank and his incredible marketing system, so he gave him a call. In just 1 week, Frank had multiple offers, and Elroy accepted an offer for top dollar. That's the power of Frank Prindle. There's no risk to working with Frank. He'll sell your home for a price and a deadline you agree upon, or Frank will buy it guaranteed. Not only does the nation's leading authority on real estate, Barbara Corcoran, exclusively recommend Frank in D.C., Frank has been endorsed by Sean Hannity of Fox News Channel as well. So call the only agent you need when you're ready to sell your home. Call Frank Prindle at 703-399-4538 or online at itrustfrank.com. That's itrustfrank.com.
Well, the Southern Poverty Law Center has made big business out of accusing literally anything of being a hate group. That business is so big that we'll talk about the largesse that their executives are living off of. 5:30 now, WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. It was a week ago today that Hurricane Harvey slammed into the Texas coast. Now, as the city begins to dry out,
people continue to walk into shelters here, causing the populations to grow.
Yeah, we had a snake in our house and we had maggots.
That's Chelsea Thompson describing the apartment she returned to in Westbury near the Braes Bayou. A few days earlier, she left it in the middle of the hurricane as the water poured in.
Windows was busting and the house was flooded.
Now she's with thousands of people living at the NRG Center shelter.
I feel sad. I feel not normal anymore.
Steve Kastenbaum in Houston.
Two VDOT supervisors are among six people who've been indicted in what prosecutors say was a $9 million bribery scheme involving snow removal contracts. According to a 40-count federal indictment, 54-year-old Anthony Willie of Culpeper and 41-year-old Kenneth Adams of Fairfax awarded snow removal contracts to four contractors who then agreed to pay bribes equivalent to 5 to 10% of the contract value. White nationalist Christopher Cantwell will remain jailed without bond in Charlottesville after a judge there decided against setting bail for him. Cantwell faces felony charges in connection with an August 11th torch-lit rally at the University of Virginia. The Trump administration is cutting most of the advertising budget for Obamacare.
Democrats who back Obamacare are accusing the Republican administration of trying to sabotage the program with a cut in promotional budget. But Health and Human Services officials say the government isn't getting much bang for the bucks it's spending this year on helping people sign up for the Affordable Care Act. Money for next year's advertising will fall from $100 million to just $10 million. And the money spent on staff to help people with the sign-up process is being cut from $62.5 million for this year to $36.8 million for next year. TJ Coutini, Washington.
Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 21,948. The NASDAQ at 64,29. Sports sponsored by Staples. The Redskins end the preseason with a win over Tampa Bay. The Ravens win their finale. Baseball, the Nats lose to the Brewers. The Orioles fall to the Blue Jays. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Staples has low prices on everything your kids need to head back to school with confidence. Get everything they need for less at Staples. And right now, composition books and two-pocket folly folders are just 50 cents. While supplies last, limit 30 in store, 10 online, ends 9-2. Staples, it's pro time.
I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and whether you're looking to buy a house or refinance, it's tough to go it alone.
I'm Santana Moss, and I know that the key to success is to have a great team on and off the field. My team is Cornerstone First Financial. They can get you the best deal possible and do it faster than the big guys. They are an ethics-driven mortgage company, big enough to get you the deal you need and small enough to give you the personal attention you require, from application to closing.
If you're thinking about a purchase or a refinance, but don't know how to get started, let us be part of your team.
Hey, no one expects you to know how to play every position. Let Cornerstone First Financial coach you through your best financial play. And do it before the clock runs out. Check out cornerstonefirst.com and kick off the process today.
We guarantee we'll meet or beat any competitor on this very station, or we'll pay your mortgage for an entire year. Some restrictions apply. Call us at 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
Whether you're looking to move up or change careers, make sure the education you invest in can give you skills to prepare you for that next step. University of Maryland University College offers degrees online from a public state university to provide the education your future demands. Hear from alumni like cyber graduate Kate.
When I mentioned UMUC, everybody's eyes lit up in the room because they knew that program had a good reputation in the industry.
MBA graduate Andre.
The real life experience of my teachers at UMUC was absolutely invaluable.
Health informatics graduate Ebony.
Every class that I had applied to what I was doing at work.
And communications graduate Monique.
The fact that UMUC is part of the University System of Maryland means that it's quality education.
Explore our 90 plus degrees, specializations, and certificates and build the skills and confidence you need to succeed. Undergraduate and graduate classes start September 11th. Get started fulfilling your dreams. Visit umuc.edu/radio. That's umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
Gabapentin, Neurontin, and surgery are no longer your only option for neuropathy treatment. If you suffer from stabbing or burning pains, tingling and numbness, cramps in your feet and legs, or feeling like a sock is balled up under your foot, you need to know about the non-drug and non-surgical treatment for peripheral neuropathy at Virginia Family Chiropractic. We use a comprehensive approach combining high-dose laser, nerve regeneration methods, and balance therapies that are customized for each patient. Our treatments can rehabilitate damaged nerves. So stop masking your pain with drugs that only offer temporary relief and come with a laundry list of side effects. Our treatments are non-surgical, drug, and pain-free. Best of all, they're effective. If you experience numbness, shooting or burning pains, or loss of balance, call us for a free neuropathy consultation. It could change your life. Virginia Family Chiropractic. 571-350-3520. Or click virginiafamilychiropractic.com.
535 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
270 off to a great start here between Frederick and the Beltway each direction. Beltway, if you heard me talk about the work zone, Outer Loop in Bethesda, they've wrapped it up at Old Georgetown Road. All lanes have been reopened. Still had at least one truck crew on the shoulder there, so something to still watch for. Outer Loop at Old Georgetown Road. Looking good on Maryland's 95, Virginia 95. No problems reported here early on. Here pushing north of Fredericksburg through Stafford and up through to the Capitol Beltway and on to 395. So that was looking good. In the Alexandria area, had the accident activity. Telegraph Road near South Kings Highway. Crews say looks like everything out of the travel lanes. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
There'll be a lot of clouds heading through the start of September with a high near 70. Rain moves in tonight with a low of 60 and expect showers tomorrow at a high of 68. Then partly cloudy for Sunday and Labor Day with high temperatures topping out in the low to mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 71 in Dumfries, 61 in Bowie, 67 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
Well, good morning. It is 5:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk, and it's Friday morning. Joining us at 6:35 is Trevor Maddich, WMAL's Redskins analyst. He'll give us a recap of last night's game. It's the last preseason game. At 7:05, we'll have an interview with James Gates, J.B. Gates. He's a local gun shop owner of Nova Firearms, and he's had some problems. And we're going to talk to him about what he has encountered and what he's been going through. At 8:05, Katie Pavlich will be joining us to talk about some information that's come out of this Mueller's investigation into Comey. This is a congressional investigation. And at 8:35, Brett Baer from Fox News to get the political news of the day. Find out everything that's going on from Brett, Mary Walter with Vince Colonese.
Good morning. You know, the Family Research Center is part of this story, but we're talking about the Southern Poverty Law Center. Some interesting news over the last 24 hours has broken on this organization, and it's important, I think, for us to discuss it because the Southern Poverty Law Center is very credulously discussed as sort of an authority figure, an objective authority figure on who's considered a hate group in the United States. I mentioned the Family Research Center a moment ago, which is a Christian organization that considers that doesn't approve of gay marriage, and as a result received a designation as a hate group on the Southern Poverty Law Center's hate list and hate map. And they've been doing this for years. They've been basically taking, you know, both truly, you know, disgusting and actually hateful groups like the KKK and putting them alongside just traditionally conservative groups like the Family Research Center and others. They're not alone. The Alliance Defending Freedom, many others have been designated in this way, except the press kind of ignorantly and with sort of a reckless abandon always cites the SPLC as almost as if it's a government agency. In fact, listen to the way the SPLC is just so credulously referenced in places like CNN and MSNBC.
Saturday's violence in Charlottesville has put the spotlight on hate groups that have been on the rise for the past 15 years. The Southern Poverty Law Center tracks and monitors a wide range of hate groups like the white supremacists we saw in Virginia this week.
Hi, Rick. You're with the Southern Poverty Law Center. You monitor some of these hate groups all over the country.
Senior fellow at the Southern Poverty Law Center and editor-in-chief of Hate Watch, Mark Potok. Good to see you, Mark. Your website says, or at least the Southern Poverty Law Center website says, there are 917 active hate groups across the country. Are we regressing as a nation that rejects this abhorrent ideology?
Look, there is no question that white supremacist groups represent a significant threat. I mean, we have had so many domestic terrorism incidents, not just in what we saw this weekend, but across the country just since Trump took office.
This weekend's events in Virginia have put a fresh focus on the rise of extremist groups in the United States.
All right, so that's just a sampling. I mean, and I have a lot more audio of that. Just a sampling of both CNN and MSNBC very credulously referencing the Southern Poverty Law Center and its expert list of who's considered a hate group. All right, well, let's add to the evidence now of who's a hate group. The SPLC now saying army bases are Confederate monuments that need to come down. The Southern Poverty Law Center has declared three of America's largest army bases Confederate monuments, quote, with the potential to unleash more turmoil and bloodshed if activists don't, quote, take down them. The SPLC has included Fort Hood in Texas, Fort Bragg in North Carolina, and Fort Benning in Georgia on a list of 1,500 Confederate monuments. So what they did was they picked a bunch of actual Confederate monuments, and then they lumped in anything that's named after a Confederate-era individual. And the SPLC claims that these all could inspire more violence like what happened in Charlottesville, Virginia last month. All three bases are named, of course, after Confederate military leaders. This is according to the Daily Caller. The list makes no mention of renaming namesakes of Confederate monuments, taking the monuments. Anyway, the point to all of this is they now consider these bases to be monuments worth tearing down. And I'd be really careful about this, SPLC. You've got a situation here where the SPLC has made these maps for years. And remember I mentioned the Family Research Center? They were attacked by Floyd Lee Corkins, a domestic terrorist, on the basis of the fact that the SPLC had put them on a map. In fact, here's the terrorist himself mentioning that.
Now, how did you, this building, this organization, how did you find it? Did you, like, look it up online, or how did you know about
it? It was a Southern Poverty Law lists anti-gay groups, and I found them online.
Okay.
A little bit of research, most of their website, stuff like that.
Okay.
And now, Mary, we're listing bases as hate organizations.
Well, I would like to reprimand the Southern Poverty Law Center because they haven't done all of their homework because they miss Fort Meade. So they really have to do a little bit of their homework, but they've worked hard just compiling this list. I do not understand how the Southern Poverty Law Center, when we know that they have been used as a source with these just designations with nothing to back them up, it's just that this is what we believe to be hate. We know that a crime has already been committed because of that. For them to there was zero pushback on them after that. What after a crime was committed, after a shooting, based on what they put out there, there was no outrage. There was hardly a peep from anyone about it. They weren't held accountable for anything. Now they've upped the ante. I think when you tell people that they have to take down an army base, I don't understand how that is protected speech. We're talking about what's protected speech and what's hate speech, and how is that not hate speech? How is that not inciting people to commit a treasonous act? I don't understand this. This is, again, the world is just turned upside down. And I don't understand. The government just sits back and says, oh, that's okay.
Designating hate groups is a lucrative business, apparently. And they're keeping a lot of this money offshore. That's next on WMAL.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. The United States Marine Corps' last remaining Mounted Color Guard celebrates their 50th year in service this year. Members of the Mounted Color Guard proudly represent the Marines and serve their community and country with honor, attending rodeos, parades, and other events across the country. Learn more at WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for Coney Island hot dogs, for airplanes and air conditioners, for coming up with sunglasses, cruise control, and Route 66. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
How do you know you're getting first-class financial advice? Hi, this is Chase Hinterstein from the Wise Investor Group. The Wise Investor Group has been recognized in Barron's, Northern Virginia Magazine, the Financial Times, and Washingtonian Magazine for the quality of our investment and financial planning advice. Experience the difference a nationally recognized wealth management firm can provide. Call the Wise Investor Group today.
Call 866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed, wise investor. The Wise Investor Group is affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company.
It's 545 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Boy, we're looking good, and happy Friday here, Virginia. Out of Stafford, up through to the Beltway, continuing on 395 and 14th Street Bridge. You deserve it. It's been a tough week for some of those mornings, and for everyone, too. 66, you catch a break right now, coming out of Gainesville, up through to the Beltway. Beltway's nice and quiet. Beltway and Bethesda had the earlier road work. That's completely wrapped up now under Old Georgetown Road, and the delay that we did have, that's cleared. 270, oh boy, we're off to a good start, too, between Frederick and the Beltway. Enjoy that trip. 50 out of Annapolis and Bowie, up through to the Beltway. Good. Might still see some activity just before the Beltway near 704. Crews were getting parts of a ladder out of the roadway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
There'll be a lot of clouds heading through the start of September with a high near 70. Rain moves in tonight with a low of 60 and expect showers tomorrow at a high of 68. Then partly cloudy for Sunday and Labor Day with high temperatures topping out in the low to mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 71 degrees, 546 on WMAL.
Have you started yet on your retirement planning? Tune into The Retirement Key with Abe and Shelley Abish of Abish Financial Services, Sunday afternoon at 3 here on WMAL.
All right, we're talking about the Southern Poverty Law Center, an organization that the left mainly, but the mainstream press always relies on for its hate group designations. But it's lumped in a lot of things into that hate group designation, including traditionally conservative organizations and now military bases named after Confederate generals. So you've got a situation here where they're sort of being relied on for no apparent reason as an authority on all of this. And there's a lot of... This is big business for the SPLC. Big business. In the wake of Charlottesville, J.P. Morgan gave $1 million to groups, including the Southern Poverty Law Center. Apple donating $2 million to the SPLC and setting up a system to allow iTunes users to directly donate to the SPLC. So this is not just being sort of foisted on us by the press. It's also being enabled by big donors, and they've made a lot of money over the years doing this. The Free Beacon, the Washington Free Beacon, doing great work over there. They say the Southern Poverty Law Center, they reported this yesterday, has gained prominence, of course, for its designations, but it's been pushing millions of dollars to offshore entities now as part of its business dealing, according to records. No information is contained on its interest in Bermuda on the 2014 forms they have, but the SPLC's financial stakes in the British Virgin Islands were not acknowledged until its 2015 tax form. So they're keeping a lot of this money offshore. There's one quote here. I've never known a U.S.-based nonprofit dealing in human rights or social services to have any foreign bank accounts. That was according to the CEO of Pacific Human Capital, which is a California-based nonprofit consulting firm. My impression, based on prior interactions, is they have a small, modestly paid staff and regarded by most in the industry as frugal and reliable. I'm stunned to learn of transfers of millions to offshore bank accounts. It's a huge red flag and would have been completely unacceptable to any wealthy, responsible, experienced board member who is committed to a charitable mission I've ever worked with. It's unethical for any U.S.-based charity to invest large sums of money overseas. Extremely unusual is the way somebody else referred to this. And meanwhile, the executives at the SPLC are paid very well. They have very lucrative arrangements there. So is this about ideology? Is this about accurately getting to the bottom of who's a hate group and who's not? Or is this just about trying to find as many people as you can possibly find who you disagree with to label in this way in order to perpetuate the funding scheme that you've adopted in, to have this lavish lifestyle?
You know, it's interesting because as I was reading this and I'm hearing about all this stuff offshore, the Washington Free Beacon also notes that the Southern Poverty Law Center claims to have a staff of 75 lawyers who practice in areas like children's rights,
right.
Economic justice, immigrant justice, LGBTQ, criminal justice. But in 2015, according to their financial reports, they only spent $61,000 on legal services. So all this money is going to pay these high-priced members, board members, and the president and CEO of the SPLC was given $346,218 in base compensation in 2015, and then he got $20,000 more in other reportable compensation and non-taxable benefits. And they go on, and they break this all down. The group spent $20 million on salaries throughout the year for the filings that they could get. It reminds me oddly of the Clinton Foundation, where they spend a ton of money on administrative costs, and all the people associated with it make really, really good salaries, but very, very little of the money, from what we know, really actually goes to charities. You know what? Well, look at Haiti. How do we even know how much money from the Clinton Foundation, all those donations, went to Haiti? I don't think I've ever seen an exact number on
and
that.
And one of the scariest things about this is the fact that the SPLC is used as the baseline to censor Americans, and it will be for going forward in the future. That's why it's so important that we discuss the facts. More fact-based coverage coming up right here on WMAL. It's 5:51. Time for El Rushbo.
Last Tuesday, Senator Dianne Feinstein appeared in San Francisco at a sold-out event, the Commonwealth Club of California. You can't afford to get in. She got a standing O when she came on stage for an hour-long conversation with former Congresswoman Ellen Tosher. And nothing unusual happened as the two liberals chatted until near the end. Senator Feinstein was asked why Democrats aren't being more out front in their attacks on Trump. What do they think they're being? Docile? Anyway, instead of playing their audience, Feinstein served them cold water from the bucket of truth. She reminded them Trump's only been president for 8 months, that they should all forget about impeachment and should be prepared to deal with Trump for the first 4 years of his term. And then she said the question's whether he can learn and change. If so, I believe he can be a good president. Well, that was like showing Dracula the cross. But she went further. She said attacking Trump all the time is making it hard for her and Democrats in Washington getting done. The crowd was in shock. First, there was stunned silence, then some hisses, and then nervous laughter. They totally misunderstood her. What she was saying was that if Trump would simply grow and become more like liberal Democrats, he could end up being a great president. But they're so filled with hate, they didn't get it.
In service to humanity.
Rush, noon to 3. Now, on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall. WMAL.
It is an honor and privilege to own land. Caring for land has its own cost. So my good friends at Mahindra are lessening the burden on landowners by offering the biggest savings of the year during the Mahindra inventory clearance sale. That's right, you can enjoy special cash back and savings on the toughest tractors and utility vehicles on earth. And every penny you save on your Mahindra can be invested right back into your land. It's really the most affordable way to care for the land you love. Get a new tractor or UTV at a rock-bottom price, plus the industry's best warranty. It's a win-win. So get your work done, America, and learn more about inventory clearance savings on the world's number one selling tractor at MahindraUSA.com.
Take advantage of rock-bottom prices and great financing on a new Mahindra, the world's number one selling tractor. To find your local dealer and test drive a Mahindra, please visit MahindraUSA.com.
Relying on monitoring your credit and bank statements to protect your identity?
Here we are as an innocent zebra scans the sea of tall grass.
That's like being an unsuspecting animal at the watering hole.
The zebra doesn't spot the stealthy lion and his big white teeth.
By just monitoring your credit, you could miss a hidden threat, like someone getting a loan in your name or someone feasting on your 401k.
The lion leaps. And it doesn't look good for the zebra.
With LifeLock, you can see more. We detect a range of identity threats, even your info being for sale on the dark web. Have a problem? One of our U.S.-based specialists will work to fix it. Of course, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but we'll help you see more of what's trying to sneak up on you. Join for 10% off. Head to LifeLock.com and enter promo code NEWS. LifeLock. More detection, more protection.
This is such a blow to investors.
Do it right now. Breaking news.
We have stocks all around the world.
We're waiting for the market to open.
It takes courage to face up to things like volatile markets, fast-talking salespeople, long-term concerns, and Wall Street money traps. It might be easier to ignore it or deny it, or just hold on and tough it out and see where it goes. But if you're worried, unsure, unhappy, or losing sleep about your money, do something about it. Let me introduce you to my good friend Coach Pete right here on the Financial Safari. Whether you're retired, approaching retirement, or haven't even thought about it, now is the time to get protection from market volatility. Meet with Coach Pete and his team, and they can help you determine how much risk you're taking, as well as potential red flags that could cause problems for you down the road. Give us a call today at 1-800-563-7030. Again, that's 1-800-563-7030.
It's 5:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, we're off to a really good start here. What problems we may have had at the beginning of the 5 o'clock hour, gone. Delays eased. The Beltway Bethesda with the road work all gone and lanes reopened at Old Georgetown Road. 270 off to a flying start as a 66 Greenway Toll Road. I'm not seeing much of any backup still as you head into Aquia on northbound 95. 395, great time to get going between the Beltway 2 and across the 14th Street Bridge. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cloudy starting off September with a high today in the low 70s. Rain will move in tonight with a low near 60 and some more wet weather tomorrow with a high in the upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 69 degrees. Degrees, traffic and weather brought to you by Staples.
With free next day delivery from Staples, you can run your business like a pro. Go to staples.com for the office essentials you need delivered next day free on eligible items only and orders over $49.99 placed by 5 p.m. Excludes weekends and holidays. Staples, it's pro time. Save money on your mortgage today. Call Network Capital. Network Capital is the name you can trust. And with rates like 2.875% with an APR of 3.07% on a 10-year fixed mortgage, you can't afford not to see what you can save. Call Network Capital today. 800-700-8068. They're a direct lender, so it's their own money they're lending, making the process fast, simple, and secure. And if you're consolidating debt, making home improvements, purchasing rental properties, or just trying to build wealth, Network Capital has a program for you. Call 800-700-8068 today for a 10-year fixed mortgage of 2.875% with an APR of 3.07%. Network Capital is the sponsor of the Mortgage Radio Show, Saturdays at 1 p.m. here on WMAL. Located at 5 Park Plaza, Suite 800, Irvine, California, 92614. 888-563-8227, NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org and Equal Housing Lender. Rate subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply, subject to credit approval. Call 800-700-8068 for additional cost information.
Dentist. Even the word makes some people uneasy. Bad dental experiences may have kept your smile hidden for years, but that is about to change. Hi, I'm Dr. Uprelli from the Cascade Center for Dental Health, where we create smiles that help bring out the confident you. Our super friendly staff and incredibly experienced dentists can handle everything from a cavity to full mount dental implants, all in one office with one doctor, saving you both time and money. And with sedation dentistry, pain and fear is a thing of the past. At Cascades, we have a board-certified anesthesiologist that can keep you completely comfortable or help you sleep through your entire procedure. At Cascades, there's no fear and no lectures. Over the last 15 years, I've helped thousands of your friends and neighbors at 46302 McClellan Way in the Cascades Marketplace. Learn more about sedation dentistry, find out about our modern implants, and our 10-year guarantee at CascadesDental.com or call 866-25-SLEEP.
Have you been saying you need to get your life organized? One place to start is your kitchen. Are your countertops cluttered? Is there enough storage for pots and pans and non-perishable food? And how about your bathroom? In fact, the experienced designers at Cabinet Discounters can organize any room in your house with entertainment centers, wet bars, home offices, and more. Visit our website, CabinetDiscounters.com, and see photos of gorgeous projects, big and small. Then visit one of Cabinet Discounters' 7 showrooms in Maryland and Virginia for a free consultation. And let Cabinet Discounters help you organize your whole house. Cabinet Discounters. Find showroom locations, hours, and phone numbers at CabinetDiscounters.com.
Check out this month's special offers and find showroom locations, hours, and phone numbers at CabinetDiscounters.com.
Cabinet Discounters. Great quality, great price.
All right, we've got a bunch of Hillary Clinton news for you, if you can believe it, including the hilarious thing that she thought she was going to name her political organization. You're not going to want to miss this. And then Trevor Maddich is going to give us a breakdown of that Buccaneers game last night as the Redskins finally finish off that preseason and are headed off for that glorious regular season. That's all ahead. 6 o'clock now. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL.